show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I'm looking at my calendar, and I'm trying to figure out where you keep the extra day when there's no leap year.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2010. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a return listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I feel like I'm sliding to the dark side.
That good of a weekend?
Yeah. Well, my son just turned 8, and I'm like, wow. Seems like we just brought him home.
Yeah, wasn't he like 3 or 4 when we started doing this?
Well, I've got some audio clips from 3 or 4, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, has he gotten better at articulating? Because I think we have one where he couldn't even get through a 101 at one point.
He was doing that just to aggravate me. He knows what he's doing.
What, kids learning what buttons to push?
Yeah. Yeah, don't you know that?
That's right. That's right. Hey, we want to remind you that this show is brought to you by, speaking of some buttons to push, if you've got people who don't know what buttons to push.
Good one.
We want you to go try Citrix GoTo Express. It's the online diagnostic tool that lets you take remote control of someone else's PC. We've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's the great tool that lets you reach out, help people, do file transfers, live online chat. It's totally secure. You just download a little applet, and they don't need to download anything to get the help from you. You can do multiple sessions at one time. You can help PCs and Macs. It's terrific.
Reach out and repair someone.
And push their buttons for once.
Yeah.
All you got to do is try it free for 30 days. Is go to gotoassist.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. That's right. We just have one line in here, and it says, try it free for 30 days. Gotoassist.com/techpodcast, and you will be on your way. And sooner than they will. No, they will be on their way sooner than they expected. Something like that.
Yeah. You'll help them out. That'll work. It'll kind of all work out.
Just we'll get it right.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in this episode of Technorama, we've got Show Your RPG Pride, computer modeling speeds up. Gets a 100,000 times upgrade. Oh my gosh. And robot avatars on the moon.
Hey Kev, Dad's asleep. Let's do an experiment.
What experiment?
The one from Mythbusters, where they put the guy's hand in the water to see if he would pee on himself. Let's try it on Daddy.
Hey kids, what are y'all doing?
Nothing, Mom.
Do you have your own little geeks? Need some ideas to keep them out of trouble? Well, check out the How to Grow Your Geek podcast.
We have cool kids books and movie reviews.
We have awesome game reviews.
And we have interviews, advice, and a whole lot of fun. Check us out at
HowToGrowYourGeek.net.
This is Brett Packer, formerly Division Chief of the Delta Launch Operations Division at Kennedy Space Center, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
You are listening now. Unless you hit pause, that wouldn't make any sense. What?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
You said you're listening to us, which you are, and we're going to be checking the chat room real quick. We've got the AD Doctor. We've got BV George Taylor. BV? Oh, Ben Vaughn.
Yeah.
Instead of Claudio M, it's Claude Hero M. Captain Time Travel, one day at a time. Deb Drop.
Sorry, that was pretty good. I'm thinking of the sitcom.
Yeah, one day at a time with Bonnie Franklin and
yeah,
and what's her name? Valerie Bertinelli. Wasn't she? Yep. She married Eddie Van Halen.
Uh huh.
Is that marriage still working for them?
No, it's over.
Was it? Oh, okay. I thought they were still married. I would have been surprised if that happened. Doc Mike Brown, Jeep and Dave. Jeep and Dave? Oh, my gosh. We haven't heard from him in decades.
Yeah, decades. We've been podcasting for 11 years.
It's been a long time. I had dinner with Jeep and Dave, Jeep and Dave out in Boulder.
Yeah.
Good day. That's right. You did meet him there. Yep. Mad Marvinator, Marty McTim. You think they're going for a movie theme here tonight?
I'm trying to figure this one out. I might have to go back in the chat log and figure it out.
I'm not sure I can pronounce this one. Nebo Gipfel. Is it something backwards?
That's what I thought.
Left Pigo Ben?
Mixaplick.
It sounds better backwards.
Yeah, it does.
Left Pigo Ben.
It's probably his real name and you just insulted him.
Nightstar, RM Greg, and Test Mad.
Yeah, ooh.
Apparently I still screwed it up.
Oh, yeah.
Such is life. We'll hear about it in the listener feedback of the network
show.
I'm not
surprised. All right.
Looking at the birthday calendar, we give a big shout out on March 7th to Ben Maddox, a.k.a. Captain Rootbeer, or Captain Travel One Time Travel One Day at a Time. We're not sure what to call him. Just call him Sybil. Also on the 7th is Caleb from Dancing with Elephants. Hey, Ringmaster Gray, we got his dad in the chat room. We got his son on the calendar.
It's funny to listen to him talk because he sounds so much older than
Oh, my goodness. He was funny to listen to early on. We've got two birthdays on the 8th, besides my brother. Ali Zin Youssef. I'm not even close on that one. A.K.A. Super L1394. I guess his superhero name is Firewire. Also on the 8th is BJ Kiefer, aka BJK. So if it's your birthday this week and you're not on the birthday calendar, we wish you all the best, along with the people who did put their birthday on the calendar. Wish all of you happy birthday. And if you want to get on the birthday calendar like so many other of our listeners have done in the past, it sounds like they're putting family members on there too, which is all right.
You did. Yeah,
Elvis is not part of my family.
No, you mentioned your brother.
I just mentioned it. He's not on the calendar, though.
Well.
It's my podcast. I'll mention whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, which brother? Who?
That would be Vince, my brother. 3 years older than me. Next one in line.
Oh, okay.
So you want to know the whole lineage?
The next heir to the throne.
Yeah, he's the one I got to kill if I want the inheritance, the Klingon right of succession. Right. First, I got to kill Rico. Then I got to kill Vince.
Wait, do that before I release the podcast, so we won't know what's coming.
Surprise!
Chuck, what are you doing here? Oh,
yeah, I guess. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
As you're swinging the lights around. Here, let me light those candles for you.
Go over to Technorama or chuckchat.com/wiki and put your name on the birthday calendar. We love to see you there. A lot of these people, as we mentioned, are in the chat room. They happen to be around and watching us Ustream Friday night. No, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'm all over the place tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working. I don't know what month it is. I don't know what day it is. Somebody help me out.
It's March something.
We got to get these all in the chat room or in the show notes. It's going to be a wonderful show. It's going to be a wonderful show if I keep doing this.
Say it 3 times and you'll believe it.
There's no place like home.
No, the wonderful show part.
Oh, I don't have to click my ruby red slippers together.
Your ruby red tennis shoes. All right, let's go on. Let's move.
All right, let's get on with the news. Say it, Farnsworth.
Good news. news, everyone.
That wasn't
Young Farnsworth.
That was Q-bert.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Our first story up this eve is...
Yes. Magazine is promoting Read an RPG Book in Public Week. And actually, this is hold on, let me get over here. She keeps staring at me.
I know. She's distracting, isn't she?
Yeah, get away. It's an event that happens three times a year during the week surrounding March 4th, July 27th, and October 1st. So starting on Sunday, which would have been this last Sunday, or before, ending on Saturday or after, I guess. So you could do this year-round. So during these weeks, role-playing enthusiasts are encouraged to take their favorite RPG rule books out with them and read them in public, on the bus, in a coffee shop, at lunch, with green eggs and ham, at the park. Oh, yes, I am. No. So, or anywhere. So, yes, do it, please. I will. And actually, you know what? I was going to encourage our listeners to take a picture of yourself and send it in.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to see you reading your favorite RPG rule book.
So, yeah. So, I agree. Tell me if you agree with this, Chuck. But if most creative picture, say we'll give them a copy of our book?
Sure.
All right. So, if you send in a picture and it's, we will choose the most perfect, the most creative one, say by, what is it, March 15th?
You know what would be funny is if you read like a Star Trek RPG and you were on a bus full of Klingons or something.
Anyway, we'll give you a copy of WordPress in 10 minutes. It comes out later this month, so we'll get it to you then. But yeah, send a picture in.
That's great. We want to see that. Next up, we have the, it's titled Singing in Space, but that's not what Craig was really aiming for with this.
Well, no, but I want you to go over here, and if you haven't seen it yet, go look at the picture of the International Space Station. They installed a new module, and it has a pretty cool observation deck of Earth, but from the inside, it looks like a TIE fighter or some of the Empire's architecture.
And here's the astronaut playing his acoustic guitar in there.
Which, if that's not weird enough.
Yeah, it looks like I'm getting mixed signals here. It's like a cross between Darth Vader and Bob Dylan.
Yeah. But yeah, go look at the picture. It actually, yeah. How many roads can a man go down?
Have you ever seen the rain?
you know that's what he was doing. He wasn't like
Darth Dylan.
He wasn't adjusting his speed and altitude and stuff. He was tuning his radio.
Hey, Claudio M says it's either Darth Dylan or Bobby Vader. That's funny. Anyway, check it out. It does look kind of surreal as an astronaut sitting there playing guitar.
It's just wrong. Remember,
was it, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Neil Armstrong that took the golf club? No,
who was that wasn't Armstrong. Club? That was, it was a later mission. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Well, he got in trouble for taking a golf club. He's got a guitar up there.
Well, you know, the moon mission was very strict on weight and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, that was a very short mission. This one's longer.
Well, that's true.
I wouldn't... as long as this guy doesn't bring a golf club, we're okay.
Yeah.
Shank one through the window. And our final story up in the news is engineers solve an 80-year-old puzzle to make computer modeling 100,000 times faster.
It's not in the news.
It's in Gizmodo.
It's in Hacks and Strange
Was that
Stories.
In Hacks and Strange Stories? We only had two news
Go
stories?
Go with it. Go with it. Go Alrighty. With it. Go with it.
It is news to me. How can that be a hack?
I guess it's relative, so go for it.
Everything's relative.
Well, that's part of their math, too. It's relative to... No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A quantum physics breakthrough that can predict the kinetic energy of electrons in simple metals and semiconductors will enable computers to simulate the behavior of new materials up to 100,000 times faster than they currently can. That's huge.
Huge.
Princeton engineer Emily Carter led the project, which took the equation by Llewellyn, Hillith, Thomas, and Enrico Fermi. They're important people.
Mm-hmm.
That calculates how many electrons are distributed in the theoretical gas and evenly distributed electrons, and figured out how to apply it to real, imperfect materials.
Hey, by the way, when you said those two names,
yes,
they reek of Nerd Alert.
What, the names?
They just sound like nerd names.
Well, Llewellyn, Hillith, Thomas.
Enrico Fermi.
Well, Enrico Fermi. You know who Fermi is, right?
The Fermi Lab.
Yeah, that's they named it after him.
See? Nerd alert.
If it has anything to do with science, it's a nerd alert, I guess.
Sure.
The equation scientists were using before was inefficient and consumed huge amounts of computing power, so we were limited to modeling only a few hundred atoms of a perfect material, says Emily Carter, Princeton engineer who led the project. Important properties are actually determined by the flaws. But to understand those, you need to look at thousands or tens of thousands of atoms, so the defects are included. Using this new equation that she shows on the whiteboard, we were able to model up to a million atoms, so we get closer to the real properties of a substance. It looks like she's drawing a picture, and she goes, doesn't this kind of look like a funnel? And the guy's looking at her like, no, I think it looks more like a salad bowl.
He's laughing because, her subsets are out of place.
you got two integration symbols next to each other.
Yeah, I wouldn't have used a sign there.
Cosine! All right, now we better do the Hacks and Strange Stories, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Hacks and Strange Stories! We'll get it.
Yeah, well, here we go. First off, NASA says in 1,000 days, they will put robotic avatars on the moon. I guess they were inspired by the movie.
Yeah, you think?
Well, you know, hey, but 1,000 days, that's kind of ambitious. And I started going, man, that sounds great. And I started thinking, that's like over 3 years, or about 3 years, right?
That sounds really cool. Yeah, that's just over 1,000, that's just over 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think it's actually a great idea, and I think it's totally doable. Because it isn't, if I'm not mistaken, the moon doesn't actually rotate. It actually faces the Earth in the same
spot. Well, its rotation is exactly the same as its revolution, so it's always facing the same way, but its day is 1 month.
Okay. So, well, what I was going to get at was, you know, we can shoot a laser at the moon and hit those little mirrors, right?
Right.
Well, remember in the last show we talked about using lasers to communicate with near bandwidth or broadband type speeds?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, we didn't do that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm crossing podcasts with my
own. What? Okay.
Okay, let me back up.
I'm watching the video on the screen. The robot show. Gets up and he looks at his fingers like, what the heck are these?
No, I was listening to NCAF on the Weird Show.
Okay.
He was talking about using lasers as a communication medium to the, you know, interplanetary communication. You know, you send data back and forth. It's very fast. Rather than trying to go through normal channels and, you know, using, not airwaves, but, you know, using broadcast, mm-hmm. It was very slow. Well, I was thinking, well, if the moon is facing the Earth, they could use that kind of laser guided bandwidth right to the moon and communicate with these in real time. And you could do motion capture suits and make the robots do what you want.
There's a bit of a latency, though. I mean, it is 240,000 miles away.
Well, they said there was a little latency when you went out farther. They were actually communicating with some satellites. So I imagine the moon's that would be pretty quick.
Yeah, it's like a second and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then round trip, you know.
Well, on a laser. I'm just saying on a laser it might be quicker. I don't know.
No,
a
laser travels at the speed of light, dude.
Yeah, well, so does everything else.
Not me.
You are. How do you know? How do you not know? How do you don't know?
The neat thing about this mission is you don't have to take along all the life support stuff like water and food and bathrooms, and it's a lot safer. You can still accomplish the same missions, assuming, you know, your avatar robot doesn't break down.
The robots are riding up. Man, where's all the amenities? This place sucks.
The title of the article on Geekology is "Kill All the Natives."
Wait, there isn't any. Actually, you know what? It's just something you just started to point out too. Was they thought it, in the article, they thought it was funny that the robot sits there for a minute and kind of inspects its appendages.
Yeah, it's like finger, finger, finger. It's like, what are these?
Oh, cool.
Of course you know what it is, because you're booting up your avatar when it lands. And
I was going to say, what you don't see is the scientist down on the ground going, "Woohoo! Check it out, I make his fingers move.
Watch me pick his nose."
But, you know, I would venture to say I'd like to see that something like that go to Mars. That'd be cool.
That would be a good way to do it. There'd be a lot more latency there, though.
Yes. Well, they're experiencing that now with the lander, the rovers.
Right, right. Well, they've got a sort of an onboard operating system. They're meant to be, you know, semi-autonomous, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next story in the Hacks and Strange Stories. How many do we have? Four? We're on number two. I'm just making sure that I'm counting my tabs here so I don't get in trouble again.
Well, you already stuck something in there. Anyway, here's a college professor who, to prove a point, destroys a laptop with liquid nitrogen.
Now, that sounds like fun no matter who you are.
It was fun. I think the students thought it was fun until he was like, "So, the lesson here is don't bring laptops into the room."
And it looked like, from the video, it looked like somebody had this on their cell phone, that they mm-hmm. weren't really supposed to be filming it, because they never really raised it up to show the parts of the laptop on the floor.
I know. As soon as he makes his statement about don't bring laptops into my classroom, I think they quickly closed the cell phone up and put it away.
Physics professor Claren Mullen of OU apparently has a hard and fast rule against laptops in class. To drive the point home, he staged a public execution of one by freezing it in liquid nitrogen and smashing it against the floor, where its broken remains were left as a warning to others. Of course, the whole thing was staged, and the laptop in question was an old, worthless piece of garbage. But hey, any excuse to freeze stuff with liquid nitrogen is okay by me.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just put it in carbonite? Hey, but you know, hey, I hope he doesn't have a steadfast rule: laptops in the classroom. Because, I've used my notebook to actually take notes in a meeting. Well, you know, I can take notes better on a computer, I think, than I can writing.
You know, the point is, the person on the other side of the screen doesn't know if you're playing a game, reading email, or taking notes. So,
well, yes, he would know when it came time to take grades. Right?
Yes, but you can do that without writing on the laptop, and it makes more people more effective than the few that are doing it the correct way. I can see his point.
What's correct?
I can see his point.
If you're taking notes.
There's the point. If you're taking notes.
You can't force people to do the right thing.
No, but it's more likely that they'll do the right thing if you take a tempting toy out of their hands.
Oh, okay. So if you give me a pen and a piece of paper, I won't doodle. Okay?
I'll see you doodle. I won't see you doodling on the laptop.
I'll doodle on your laptop.
I'll use Citrix code of SysExpress and take control of your laptop.
What are you doing, Craig? I can see totally what you're doing right here.
And put it on the projector in the front of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he had math equations and stuff on the big screen in front of him, so that's not something you're going to be taking notes on in a notebook.
What's worse? Okay, a student with a laptop, or him wasting your precious money that you spent to attend this school to destroy a laptop with liquid nitrogen, which was also purchased with said money from school?
Not necessarily.
Oh, you just had it laying around?
Yeah, it was probably one of the rejects from the students that turned them in at the end of last semester. You know, the students have to buy their own laptops at the university. They don't hand them out.
I'm not talking about the laptop. The time he wasted in the classroom to destroy this laptop.
Oh, it was a whole 1 minute and 47 seconds.
Do you know what you can learn in 1 minute and 47 seconds?
You can learn how to take notes
on your laptop.
Me personally? Let's move on.
Okay.
I think we beat that one to death.
I'm done being combative for tonight.
I like this next one. You know those Justin's High School rings?
Yes.
Yeah, that usually you see on the football players or the cheerleaders and stuff. Well, they've come out with one for gamers and geeks.
I think I might just order one.
I would. Do you actually see any adults wearing a high school ring?
No.
No.
I don't even know where mine's at anymore.
Biggest waste of money. Okay, one of the biggest waste of money ever.
I don't know, but I might wear one that says Geek and Pride on it.
Yeah. From what high school?
Technorama High.
Score that.
I wonder if you can just order a ring like that for many.
Those things were hugely expensive, if I remember right.
I want to say I spent, I didn't buy the, I don't like gold. I like white gold. So I remember getting mine. It was like, and this is like $1980, you know, so old. Long ago.
Yeah, well, that was, they were about $200 back then. I can only imagine how much they are now.
I want to say, I think I spent almost $200. So, yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This
now,
cool.
What do they have on the side of that thing? It looks like there's a
DS, a Nintendo DS or no?
They've got a DS, they got a PSP.
It's like game controller type.
Well, that's not very geeky if you're just playing games. They should have something better for Geek Pride.
What would you put on there?
I don't know. Let's ask the listeners. What would you put on there?
Yeah.
If you could emboss anything on the side of a ring. I'm hearing nothing.
Yeah. You ask the chat room. What would you put on a geek high school ring?
It just sounded so wrong.
Picture of the cheerleaders and the jocks.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Actually, on one side I put like some math equations and stuff, and the other side put like a, you know, i386 and, you know.
Yeah, put a CPU on there or something.
Yeah, maybe, you know, for the social network geeks, you could put like the Facebook logo and the Twitter logo.
There's way too much stuff to put on there. All right, let's flip over to Remember When. We got a couple of good ones here.
Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food?
Or buy high school.
Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall? Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage? Technorama remembers.
And first up in the Remember When section, we've got Steve Jobs playing with one of the original Beach Ball of Death.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was hilarious. It's like he got an inspiration there.
This does look like one of those inspiration moments.
He's like, hey, wait a minute.
Why the heck is Steve staring at that beach ball? That was the question in the afternoon at Next's 1987 company retreat. It's always about beach balls with him, they muttered derisively. What's so interesting about beach balls?
I see his friends actually staged an intervention at one point because it got so bad.
Is that actually him?
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, it's him.
That doesn't look like him. It must have been like...
He's got hair.
Well, I know, but the face looks wrong too.
No, it's him. I can tell by the way he's standing. I'm serious.
You study the way he stands?
Look at him.
You know, I never really thought that looked much like a beach ball, the spinning logo. I thought it looked more like a lollipop. The black and white one looked more like a beach ball.
Well, and we'll see. It would go with the picture.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
If the Punisher had a Mac, he'd wear this. There's an ad on the side. Show the people on the video screen. More about hash beach ball of death. Yeah, I'm going to go look that up on Twitter.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I kind of got distracted here. You know what I started doing? I started designing my own ring.
Over at Justin's?
Yeah. And I put in, it said school of group, K-12. Territory, United States, state province. I put South Carolina. It said school or name group. I put Technorama High. Hit find. It said nothing was found by that name. Try again.
It has to be a registered high school?
I guess so.
I'm not going there. We'll get taxed or something. Or maybe people will give us their taxes.
Yeah.
That might work.
Of course, it does find my high school.
Over at trektoday.com, we've got a rare Star Trek convention film from 1975.
Yes. Isn't this cool?
Did you watch it? This guy took his old 8mm film. It was all silent, but he walked through it. And at this convention, they had a mock-up of the old original series bridge. And the stars came out, and James Doohan had a full beard on his face, and everybody's in their 70s clothes. It was a lot of fun. There were only 14,000 people at this at the Conrad Hilton in Chicago. I've been there. That's a neat place.
Oh, really? You have been there?
Yeah, I haven't been to that convention, but I've been to that location.
Hmm.
Yeah, because there's another convention. Actually, it was about that time in the late 70s. I don't know what time of year this was. Oh, August 22nd through 24th. It was either the first week or the last week in May. I think it was the first week in May. There was a convention called Our World Underwater for the diving industry.
Oh,
that was
okay.
At the Conrad Hilton for a while. So, yeah, this is neat. You want to have some fun. There's about 3-4 minutes worth of old footage here. They've got some stage hands dressed up as the old style Klingons. Uhura has a great fro on her.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, there's no audio because the...
it was an old 8mm film.
8mm film, but the guy does narrate it to kind of go along.
Yeah.
Give you something to listen to.
And the narration is done in time, so...
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull up a couple of frames here for the people
like,
on the...
I like how William Shatner's got like a hip kind of shirt unbuttoned a little bit.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah.
It's interesting because George Takei really hasn't changed that much.
No, he has not. He's held up pretty well.
And somebody thought that Walter Koenig was Davy Jones from the Monkees.
I always thought
monkeys.
He looked kind of like that.
I never thought that.
You never thought that? Shoot.
It was amazing that the camera's going off on these people. It's like...
Yeah.
But I think my brother used to have some shirts like this in the 70s. Those were the style.
How do you like the Klingons were escorting them out?
Get off the bridge.
I think these people are missing the point of the Klingons and the Federation.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Media Corner. Salute.
Salute.
Don't go away, folks. This ought to be good.
Technorama, now available in HG. High Geekinition. See the amazing sounds in blazing 4D Cinescope.
Hear the high pixel count sound in widescreen.
All available in 1080G.
1 million geek souls in every direction.
Morgan. My name is Wilhelm from Germany. Whenever I am driving home on the Autobahn, I always listen to the Shock Shed Technorama podcast with his little friend Craig Stepp. I think it is wunderbar. Keep on geeking, guys. Auf Wiedersehen. Only ein.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the Media Corner.
You know, I never realized that, but it sounds like there's a lady in the background that says, "You look scared."
She's probably referring to you.
Right at the end of that. Wait, I gotta hear that again. Hold on. Okay. Right at the very end. Right here. Right?
It's like the movie or something on a monitor.
Yeah, in the background. You look scared.
That's funny.
Subliminal messages. How long have we had that? 3 years? 4 years? I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard her, but I just never really paid attention to her.
All right, first up we have To Reality and Beyond, a Buzz Lightyear rendering. An artist has done this. What Buzz Lightyear would look like if he were actually a real human being.
Yeah, it looks great.
This is kind of cool. I mean, he's not distorted with the Jay Leno chin, although they probably could have put a bigger chin on
it. Looks like Patrick Warburton, who does the who has done the voice of Buzz, like in the cartoon they had on Disney for a while.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess that's where they kind of got the look from. But yeah, it looks great, especially look at the high-res one. You can see like the paint flaking on it, and it's really cool.
Neat.
Actually, Adam's my brother. Harrison goes, "Whoa, are they making a live-action Buzz Lightyear movie?" And then for a minute I went, you know, that would be pretty cool to see, but no.
This is done by CG artist Rainy Neary. At least it says Rayoni Neary up here, but down lower it says Rainy. The Rainy CG profile. I'm not sure which one it is, but very cool picture. It's got the flip over visor helmet thing that he's got. His shoulders aren't 14 feet wide like the toy is, but if you proportioned it to a real man's proportion, this is pretty cool. It even has a sticker that says Lightyear right above the light.
Yeah.
So you think he uses scotch tape to put that back together?
Yeah. This adhesive strip.
The bonding strip.
Bonding strip, that was it.
Yeah. Also in the media corner, we have the DIY kit for making your own guitar. Now, I as soon as I saw this, I thought, hey, there's a guy that works with me. He's in our Colorado office that builds these. It was one of the,
really?
Yeah, I remember interviewing him a few years ago when he first started. And,
for where?
I said,
for work.
Yeah, he does this as a hobby. He builds electric guitars.
Hmm. Well, I tell you, I saw this and I thought, this is a fantastic idea, especially for Make. I mean, you can go in their store and they have a banjo. They have three different types of electric guitar.
They have mandolins.
Mandolin. yeah, it's really cool.
I think we need a Technorama band.
Yeah.
Prices range from $179 to $259. There are two bass models also, two mandolins and two banjo kits.
Well, I always threatened if I started a band, I was going to call it Free Beer. So when they put it on the sign, you know, Free Beer tonight, Thursday.
At the bar.
Yeah. So what name would make our Technorama band?
The Binary Band.
The Binary Band. Oh, come on. We can do better than that. Digital Wave. Sounds like an 80s flashback band.
Life's a Bits.
Yeah. Bits and Bytes.
Life Bites. So this is pretty cool. If you have any interest in starting your own band or building your own guitar or just a fun DIY project, there's just enough here to make you feel like you accomplished something, is what they say.
Well, you know, Harrison has been learning guitar and he's got an acoustic. And he wants an electric, and I was thinking, you know what? This could be fun to do.
Smoke on the water.
Yep, you're gonna be hearing Harrison doing that all night.
That and Stairway to Heaven.
You gotta get that ding 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 thing.
Yeah,
where he slides his finger back and forth. All right, next up. Oh yeah, now we're talking. It's the old poster stuff.
Yes, these are cool.
Over at IO9, you can feign being cultured with fake foreign sci-fi film posters. We've got the Terminator in French.
Actually, you know what? It looks a little intimidating. I kind of like it.
Assassin Mécanique de Futur. My apologies to all the French people. I think I spit on my microphone doing that. We've got Il Predator.
No predator. He's sick.
I'm not sure what this one is. Les Guerriers de la Route. Is that Road Warrior? A film by Warner Brothers from Kennedy and Miller. I don't know. It's got a guy holding a tire iron and a fuel gauge and a
Mad
road.
Max.
I'm thinking that's Road Warrior. We've got Big Trouble in Little China. It's even got crease marks where the thing was folded.
Yeah.
These cool. are very creative. I think my favorite is the Zombot.
The Zombot.
This looks like it came out of a magazine. This doesn't even look like a film. I don't think this is in the right place because it just looks all wrong.
Like, it talks. Friendly pre-recorded voice alerts of danger and attracts undead pests. And it says, over here, over here.
Yeah. Defend the home, school, or business with your own Zombot, the electrical mechanical man, powered from electricity in a captured and reprogrammed undead brain.
There you go. I like how it kills. Adjusting for average height and weight range, gyroscope arms rotate and decapitate.
And he's flying around like a helicopter.
Walks. It programs Zombot to patrol, or program Zombot to patrol an area or select from several commands.
Not available in Georgia, Arizona, California, or Texas.
Hey, the Scooby-Doo one's a little weird.
Yours for just $25.25. You know what? This Scooby-Doo one makes me think. Well, first of all, I thought that looked like Mer Lafferty. And if you redid Scooby-Doo this way, I'd watch again.
Would you now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like a bad Great Dane there.
Yeah. Like they're going for zombies or something.
Instead of
Look at the van, man.
It's got chainsaws coming out the side.
It's got a big wooden stake at the top.
The Misery Machine is how it's titled.
That's awesome.
There's a heart on the door that says, R.I.P., rest in peace, S, F, and D. Shaggy, Fred, and Daphne must have bit the thing.
Yeah.
Because Velma's right. Here all by herself, and you know she's looking a lot better in the tank top than the turtleneck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Well.
Good stuff.
It's like Ginger and Marianne. Are you Daphne or Velma?
Now, when you pull up that picture, what does your ad in the sidebar on the left look like?
I don't have one because I'm using an ad blocker.
Oh, you're missing it.
Why?
I've got the big boy, you know, like the Elias Brothers or Mark's Big Boy. Each state had their own franchise of big boys. You know, the dude with the checkered pants.
Oh, yeah.
The Ronald Reagan hairdo.
Yeah.
Well, this one is an inflatable big boy, and he's in this banner ad, and he looks like he's straining to take a crap, to be honest.
Wow.
He does not have a pleasant look on his face.
Wow. Maybe a little more fruit in his diet.
And with that, we are moving on to what I lost track.
The Iron Man 2 costumes.
Are we still in the media corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, these are Iron Man costumes that came out. You know, you can order for Halloween or whatever. But
yeah, Halloween's only, 8 months away?
Well, hey, you can't ever be too prepared.
Yeah, so, Dragon Con's only 6, so go for it.
Yeah, go get the toddler one. But what I thought was funny was that if you scroll all the way down to the last picture, Tony Stark facial hair.
Hey, I kind of like that idea. You know, that almost looks like the guy that works for us that builds the guitars.
It is him. I told Harrison, I said, we'll get you this, and I'll get the Tony Stark facial hair, and we'll put it on you. So when you take the mask off, you got like a little goatee.
I could see Harrison doing that.
Yeah. That would be funny.
That would be funny. And with that, now I'm losing all track.
Oh, by the way, up a little bit, there's Ironette and Black Widow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby.
Yeah, Ironette. sounds like a small iron that you get in a hotel room. Yes, your room is equipped with an Ironette.
Sweet, if she looks like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Black Widow kind of looks like Cyrus from Cybrosis. But then again, I guess any buxom brunette in that tight spandex leather would look like that.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Moving on. We're done.
Oh, well.
That's it. That takes us to the end of the show. Look at that. We're right on time just about this time.
Wow.
Imagine that. We're getting better
at
this.
We're so good. Finally, we're getting things together.
We've got a case of the awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I want to remind everybody that show 0X101 is coming up in, 3 or 4 shows? I can't count. Depends what Craig titles this one. Mm-hmm. We want you to call the listener line and say 101 or record a soundbite and mail it to us as an MP3 file. All you got to do is 101. Be creative. We're going to put something together. We're not sure what yet. No, I have a couple of ideas.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to have some fun with that. So be creative. Send us your 101. We want to hear it. Some of you are probably already on the phone. You know the number, 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. If you're outside the U.S., you can call the Skype listener line. I believe it still works. Add Chuck Chat to your Skype
list.
If
you're trying to get in touch with me.
Or just, you know, so many mobile devices, you can record an MP3 and just mail it to us. It's so easy. We want to hear you do a 101 and be part of the show.
I was referring to the person that was trying to get in touch with me.
Oh, yeah. This is, what was her name?
I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen.
Yeah, you're going to. If you want the MP3, it's sitting there in the Dropbox folder. You know where to get it. Actually, mm-hmm. It's a WAV file. It's the only one that's not Bruce Barr.
That narrows it down.
Yes, there's three WAV files in there. It's the easy one to find. All right, call listener line 206-222-2428. As I mentioned earlier, you can email us, technorama@chuckchat.com, or follow us on Twitter, see Tomasi Step K, or get the whole kit and caboodle at Technorama. We want to see you there. You can tag things with hashtag 101, and we will spot it. And, you know, you never know. We might include it in the show. We appreciate the contributions to that end. Or, we did mention this in this show. We've still got our members feed going strong. This past weekend, I put out a new interview with Dr. Pamela Gay. She's our first repeat interview. Can you imagine that? We've been doing this for so long. We've only had one person come on twice. No, he was only once.
Oh, you didn't talk to him twice?
No.
Oh, that's right. He interviewed you.
No, I interviewed him. What?
You talked to him at the podcast expos.
Well, I was on his show twice.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Man, that's a long time ago.
It's like ancient history, you know?
That is ancient history. Put your teeth back in there, Spanky.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap that up.
Yeah.
Don't forget about our listener survey over at the website. Go to chuckchat.com/technorama. There's the survey tab. Spend all of about 60 seconds and help us out. It really does help us out too.
And we need all the help we can get.
Yeah, as you can tell. Yeah, so with that, we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank all the following people for helping Technorama out. Mad Marv for providing all the great blog content during the week. Ustream, who keeps our modest live stream going on Sunday night and hosts our stored copies on their servers. You can watch those over and over. We embed them in the post, so you don't need to go there to find them. Chat room provided by ThinStack.net. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find them more at FriendsInTech.com. We do put stuff on that site from time to time. It's all fun. We're also affiliated with all the billions of podcasts over at FarpointMedia.com. We want to see you there. There's something for everybody there. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama, and as always, a binary high five.
101.
Lives are about to be extinguished. Oh, the Jedi's are going to feel this one.